Good morning. We have Phil Duncan across the ditch in New Zealand talking about our Australian weather, and he does it so well. And how are you today, sir?
I'm very good, thank you. We've got good, typical autumn weather here in Auckland, New Zealand.
What are we looking forward to over here in beautiful Queensland?
Well, at the moment, it's a little bit unsettled. Not significantly, but those east to southeast winds don't want to go away, and so that's driving in, you know, cloud at times, few showers around, and the temperatures are fairly consistent around the sort of the lower 20s or mid 20s for daytime temperatures, which is pleasant, but it's not exactly hot. So certainly been a bit of a slightly cooler airflow with those winds coming primarily out of New Zealand, actually.
How do you see the next month going? Are we going to be more entrenched in this El Nino?
Well, El Nino hasn't started yet, and while there's a lot of news stories about it, it's worth noting that it's measured over towards Tahiti. So when El Nino is strong, like this one's expected to be, it brings in a lot of rain along the equator from Tahiti and French Polynesia over towards the Americas. So it's quite a long way away from Queensland. And so at the moment, we're in neutral. We don't have La Nina. We don't have El Nino. El Nino is expected to develop at some point during winter. But for now, we've got a little bit of everything that could happen, especially through the Tasman Sea, which has got a mixture of high pressure and low pressure coming through. And so I think for southeast Queensland, there will be some rain and showers in the forecast. And a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time, the wind coming from out of the Tasman Sea.
All right. So how do you view El Nino in the future? Do you think we will get some element of it or will be strong? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I do think that most of the global modeling is certainly saying that we're going towards El Nino in winter at some point, or so probably in the next few months we may start to actually have that officially announced, but it doesn't necessarily directly affect Australia immediately, so we'll have to wait and see. It's one of those ones where maybe when we talk next month we might have a slightly better idea as to how it's going to impact us. But El Nino can bring a lot of high pressure into the Tasman, and so if it does that, that does limit the amount of rain that sometimes falls in southeast Queensland, maybe still raining further northern up the coast. They might get more rain, but we'll just have to wait and see. But high pressure in the Tasman is usually a bit of a telltale sign of El Nino forming, and it means the sea temperatures northeast of Australia going up to the equator are lower than usual, and so that can minimize some of the rain that's up around places like Papua New Guinea and those areas.
With that in mind, obviously we're going to get slightly lower temperatures, I guess, over the next month, rain-wise. How are we looking there?
Yeah, so there's a wee bit of rain in the forecast. It's not entirely dry. Well, as I say, at the moment we're seeing a lot of showers coming out of the Tasman, and there could be some thunderstorms that form when we get a bit of wind change. So at the moment, the 15-day forecast going out to, or 16-day really, going out to the 19th of May, does suggest that there could be 100 to 150 millimetres of rain expected, but it's only in a pretty narrow area from, you know, the Moreton Island area further inland towards Brisbane, those sorts of areas seeing that. But that's just one computer model. Other ones will vary. At the moment, though, I think, yeah, there's certainly going to be some wet weather around, but I think over the next 7 days or so, maybe not a huge amount.
Okay. Well, that in mind, I can't wait until next month's edition, which you and I have a chat. Find out how we're going.
Peter, look forward to it.
And we do appreciate Phil Duncan. Have a great day and take care of yourself.
You too, mate. Thank you.
This is Moreton Bay's home of information and your voice, your radio, 101.5.